Welcome to Without Regret. Be more, see more, achieve more that really matters. Lesson 3. An overview of steps for living without regret. Living without regret involves 3 steps: form, perform, transform. The first step involves forming a plan. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Winston Churchill. Living without regret involves thoughtful planning. This planning is a critical thinking process that involves creativity, the ability to solve problems, and most important, clearly identifying the problem first. Being proactive in this way is one of the most sensible ways to avoid regret. The plan you form will necessarily involve a definition of self, positively defining who you are and simultaneously saying who you are not. It will involve an identification of your most important values, a connection to your vocation or your calling, a written personal mission statement specific enough to guide you but not restrict you. Your plan will involve a personal vision statement and a statement of broad guiding principles for interactions with others. If you do a rigorous and careful job of this work, this plan won't change too much and will provide a foundation for your living without regret. It's like strategic planning for life, and it provides a foundation for everything else. You will want to be able to adjust your plan, but not be wishy-washy about the plan. Karl von Clausewitz, a military officer and strategist, said these words, "Every plan is a good one until the first shot is fired." Dwight Eisenhower said, "In preparing for battle, I've always found that plans are useless, but planning is indispensable." So you'll want to take the time to do this important planning and still have some flexibility for change as the world changes, as others change, and as you change as well. Once you form your plan, you will want to perform what is necessary to execute your plan. Living without regret involves action. You can make the most thoughtful plan in the world, but you can experience feelings of regret and failure unless you commit to the plan and take action on it. Think about the New Year's resolutions you've made in the past and how you may have abandoned them within a couple of weeks. Most people do. Living without regret involves commitment to consistent, disciplined action. Planning can be fun. Action can be scary. But you learn in action. If you're not acting, you're not likely learning. So once your thoughtful plan is in place, act. Perform your plan. I once heard a therapist whom I highly respect say these words, "The lives of people are characterized by 2 great master stories. One is, I am the victim. The other is, I am responsible." You can allow the master story of your life to be that of victim, trying to account for every experience as something having been done to you by other people or circumstances. This takes living out of your control. Or you can be the courageous, responsible person who takes action to own your situation and makes progress to be more, see more, and achieve more by building on your foundation. Even those who have been unjustly victimized can be courageous and responsible in dealing with their victimization. Once you've formed your plan and are performing your plan to avoid as much regret as possible, the third step in living without regret is to transform the regrettable experiences you already have. Many of us crucify ourselves between 2 thieves, regret for the past and fear of the future. Fulton Ausler. Living without regret involves learning from experience. Even when you form your best plans and perform the actions required by your plans, you will experience feelings of regret because regrettable things do happen and some are beyond your control. You can choose to avoid living with these thoughts and feelings of regret as your constant companion and literally transform them into potential-filled learning opportunities for living a hopeful, meaningful, and purposeful life in which you realize your maximum growth potential. People who live this way persistently look for opportunities to learn and embrace them when they come. They also recognize that learning always involves change in their thoughts and actions that occurs in predictable ways. Living without regret involves transforming your ways of thinking. As you move through life, you can feel sorrow, remorse, disappointment, or a sense of loss related to an event, a word, a fault, or an action in the past. That's part of being human. Continued focus on the feelings of regret can cause you to miss the present and to limp into the future. You can sacrifice the present and the future on the altar of the past. However, feelings and the conflict of our beliefs with reality, which is also called cognitive dissonance, can reveal beliefs and thought patterns that do not serve us well for living and relating. Living without regret involves transforming your way of thinking when it does not serve you well for that living and relating. We learn from the past, focusing on the present and glancing at the future. Regret is always about the past, which can no longer be influenced by you. You need not live with the regret of the past as a dominant feature of your life. You need not hold on to it as a way of punishing yourself for the perceived failure. Use those past experiences to learn how to live better in the present and for the future. Through planning and acting on my plans, I've managed to avoid a lot of regret. Through observation and reflection, I've also managed to avoid a lot of the regret I see others experiencing. I have found that living without regret involves an attitude that whatever may come, I will find something to learn from it and use what is learned to move toward my purpose. Rather than wallowing in guilt, shame, and remorse, I cultivate an attitude of wonder and curiosity, and I know that I am always in process. Though experiences may be difficult, I do not hold them as regrettable. I learn from them. Adjusting my attitude is never easy and never quick, but I know I cannot reach my potential, achieve my purpose, or live to the fullest without time in the crucible of challenging life experiences. I was sitting in the office of a university official who knew some of my experiences quite well. He looked across the desk and said to me, "You know, you're amazingly healthy for what you've been through." And my response to him was, "I appreciate the thought. I believe I'm healthy because I've tried to take what I've experienced and to find meaning in it. I want it to be useful for my life." I've used this from Charles Swindoll, who has been a university official and also a pastor, and I believe this is a very powerful quote that may help you about attitude. Swindoll says, "The longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on life. Attitude, to me, is more important than facts. It is more important than the past, the education, the money, than circumstances, than failure, than successes, than what other people may think or say or do. It is more important than appearance, giftedness, or skill. It will make or break a company, a church, or a home." The remarkable thing is we have a choice every day regarding the attitude we'll embrace for that day. We cannot change our past. We cannot change the fact that people will act in a certain way. We cannot change the inevitable. The only thing we can do is play on the one string we have, and that is our attitude. I am convinced that life is 10% what happens to me and 90% of how I react to it. And so it is with you. We are in charge of our attitudes. I personally have noticed that some of the most in touch, deep, and wise individuals have been through some challenging trials. But they don't whine about them. They adopt a learner's attitude and grow from the experience. And you can do this also and live without regret. I'm Michael Godfrey. Thanks for listening.